2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News time is 6 o'clock. It's Friday, the 23rd of July. This is Utah's morning news. I'm Tim Hughes. Amanda Dixon with the week off. She'll be back on Monday. And again, it's 73 downtown.
Roads in downtown Salt Lake are now closed. I'm Heather Kelly.
Wild weather.
Heavy rain and lightning caused flooding and left behind a muddy mess in several places around the state last night. Mapleton City has been preparing for months because of a burn scar just above the city. And those preparations paid off. There were some evacuations, but those were lifted early this morning, and KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has been following the story.
City officials knew the storm was coming. They got a warning from the National Weather Service about 7 p.m. They evacuated neighborhoods downhill from the Ether Hollow burn scar. Fire Chief Nicholas Glasgow says 3/4 of an inch of rain fell in about 45 minutes.
We had 6 to 8 inches of mud. We had some rocks that were the size of basketballs, some wood debris.
Sandbags that had been pre-positioned kept the water and debris on the roadway and out of homes. Nobody was injured, and those who were evacuated went home around 11:30. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A bolt of lightning put a hole in the roof of a St. George home last night as those thunderstorms rolled through the state. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
The lightning strike hit the house just after 8 last evening, and what remained was a charred hole about 3 to 4 feet wide. The bolt also started a small fire in the attic, but neighbors got on the roof. They used their garden hoses to keep it from spreading. That's according to the St. George News. Now, there were two people inside the house when it was hit, but no one was injured. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of people are waking up without power this morning in Salt Lake County. Rocky Mountain Power shows 1,500 customers in the dark currently. The power company expects power to be restored somewhere around 7:30 this morning. There are also a few outages in the Ogden and Layton area reported. It was a long night for thousands of people camped out along the Days of 47 parade route downtown Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has been out speaking with people waiting for the parade, and she joins me live. Mary?
Tim, the route is lined with sleeping bags, chairs, canopies, tents, and air mattresses. The smart folks brought tarps and stakes because last night they got rained on hard. Now, I was interviewing some folks about that when a whole bunch of police motorcycles came by.
We usually come and get right here in the intersection.
What was that that just came by? It looks like the motor squad.
One of the motor squads.
It was Salt Lake City Police. They've been practicing formations and riding down 2nd East, and I found them further south on 2nd South doing those formations. Kind of feels like my own pre-parade festivities. It's been really fun this morning. Now, they're closing the streets right now, and last hour they towed away a few cars that had parked along the parade route. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There's going to be a lot of disruptions for people trying to get around in downtown Salt Lake City this morning because of the parade and the marathon. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly joins us live from the KSL Traffic Center. Heather?
Well, Tim, right now you cannot travel east if you're on South Temple between 300 West and State Street. And then State Street is being closed as you head south from South Temple all the way to 900 South. And then you'll have the closures on 900 South between 200 East and 700 East as that parade finishes up there. But we have lane restrictions on Foothill Boulevard, Sunnyside Avenue, and also 1300 East and South Temple as runners are just starting to make their way out of Immigration Canyon for their marathon. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics is underway after a one-year delay. But ABC's Jim Ryan says many of Japan's residents wish it weren't happening at all.
Protesters demanding the resignation of various Japanese Olympic officials. And it's a sentiment that many of their newspapers showed that 55% of Japanese oppose holding the Games. 33% support it. But that doesn't mean the host country isn't interested. The same survey found that 56% intend to watch at least some of the events. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Olympic Games Executive Director Christoph Duby tells ABC News there's no scenario in which the Games will be canceled.
It's not so much about the number of cases, but it's how we manage the cases.
He says there have been many procedures are in place that should protect the athletes and officials running the Games over the next 2 weeks. Team USA got a visit from First Lady Jill Biden before heading out for the opening ceremony.
I want to thank each person who helped you be here today.
Biden told the athletes they should be celebrated for their hard work, especially during a pandemic. Coming.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.